Hello. As a way to celebrate National Poetry Month, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program would like to recognize poets, both locally and poets celebrated worldwide. We have reached out to students, teachers, and community members asking them to record a poem they have written or a piece that is near and dear to their heart. Here are some community members sharing poems.
Hi, everybody. This is Renee Prince, the director of Voices. I miss you. And here's a poem by Carrie Fountain. It's called Want. The wasps outside the kitchen window are making that thick, unraveling sound again, floating in and out of the bald head of their nest, seeming not to move while moving. And it has just occurred to me, standing, washing the coffee pot, watching them hang loosely in the air, thin wings, thick elongated abdomens, sad down-pointing antenna, that this is the heart's constant project, this simple learning, learning how to hold hopelessness and hope together, to see on the unharmed surface of one the great scar of the other, to recognize both and to make something of both, to desire everything and nothing at once and to desire it all the time, and to contain that desire fleshly in a body, to wash it and rest it and feed it, to learn its name and from whence it came, and to speak to it. Oh, most of all, to speak to it every day saying to one part, well, maybe this is all you get, while saying to the other, go on, break it open, let it go. Thanks so much for listening. I can't wait to see you all again. I hope you're doing well. Sending big love.
Thank you for listening, and thanks to all the community members who have shared their poetry. If you would like to submit a poem to Youth Radio, email beth@azyep.org. This has been a collaboration between the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program and KDNK Community Radio.